Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. My recipe for you today is pressure cooked beets with a brulee of pistachio and honey. This is a very easy recipe, but let us always remember first, safety, safety, safety. This does involve a pressure cooker. If you are not familiar using a pressure cooker, please make sure you have the supervision of an adult or a professional who knows how to use a pressure cooker. It's very easy, this recipe. What we're gonna need are 3 beets. I recommend good size. If you're not a fan of beets, you could get the smaller sizes, but I'm telling you, after this recipe, everybody's gonna be a fan of beets. So what we're gonna do is in our pressure cooker, we're gonna put a quart of water. We're gonna throw in our 3 beets after they've been rinsed and after they've been cut into large cubes. I'm gonna let those cook on high pressure for 13 minutes. After the beets come out, we want to give them a good pat down with a good heavy duty terry cloth towel or a lint free napkin. And I prefer using the lint free napkins personally, just because they're very disposable. We could throw them away. We don't have to worry about beets stain extremely, extremely well. We don't want anybody using something or wearing a white shirt when you're cooking with beets, because it just takes one drop to destroy something. But I promise you, if you'll follow this recipe, it's totally worth it. So like I said, pressure cook 13 minutes and we'll pull them out. We'll give them a good dry. Let them sit probably at room temp for about a good 10 minutes. Then we're going to top them with pistachios that we're going to have in a Ziploc bag. We're just going to give them a little crunch with our palm. If you need to use something else, if you have a chef's knife and you want to run through them, you could do that as well. After the pistachios are on top of the beets, I'm just going to drizzle some honey. Any kind of honey works, whatever you have. I prefer raw honey, but if you can't get raw honey, don't worry about it. Then using a torch or a really good flamed lighter, we're just going to brulee the top of that honey onto the pistachio that is on our beets. This goes good with any salad. If you want to put a little bit of Bravo award-winning feta on there, have at it. It's so delicious. I like a little bit of Gorgonzola or Bravo's built-in blue cheese, because that bitterness and that sweetness and that earthiness from those beets, it really, really just pops. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me on Facebook, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, or you can get to my website at www.ahhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef with Agnet West.